already know your arms haven't changed the way you wanted them to. And I'd be willing to bet you've blamed your schedule, your hormones, your age, or the fact that life just keeps getting in the way. But what if none of those things are actually the problem? What if the real reason you keep putting yourself last has nothing to do with how busy you are and everything to do with what you were never taught about your own emotions? Stay with me. This one's going to hit different.
You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 124. I'm Christine Rucker, and today we're going somewhere a little deeper than bicep curls. Today we're talking about your emotional health. And before you go, Christine, I thought this was an arm podcast. I need you to stay with me because what I'm about to share is the piece that nobody in the fitness world is talking about. And it might be the exact thing that's been standing between you and the arms you want. If you've been following me for any amount of time, you already know I don't believe women struggle with toned arms because they're lazy. I don't believe that you're inconsistent. And I absolutely do not believe your arms haven't changed because you lack discipline. What I believe, what I know from my own life and from coaching hundreds of women, is that your arms are connected to everything else. They're connected to how you feel, how you cope, to what you do when life gets hard. So let's talk about it. Can I tell you something I've never told most people? I didn't discover emotional eating as an adult. I didn't develop it during a stressful job or a messy breakup or a season where life just got too full. I learned it as a teenager in my childhood home. During one of the scariest, most confusing seasons of my life, my parents' marriage fell apart slowly, then all at once. And for years leading up to the divorce, our house was full of tension, screaming, fighting, that thick, heavy feeling you get when you walk into a room and know immediately that something is wrong, even if no one says a word. And even after the divorce, the tension, it didn't really leave, it just changed shape. I was a kid. I didn't have the tools to process what I was feeling. I didn't have the language or for grief or fear or helplessness. I just knew I felt awful and I wanted to feel less awful. And somewhere along the way, I figured out that food helped, not in a healthy, nourishing way, in a numbing way, in a this feels better than feeling what I'm actually feeling way. And here's the part that I really want you guys to hear. That coping strategy made complete sense for a teenager who had no other tools. It was smart, actually. It was survival. But the problem, I carried it into my adulthood, into my 20s, my 30s. And until I started doing the real work, it was still running the show every time life got uncomfortable. And when I finally connected the dots, I realized the reason my body wasn't where I wanted it because I didn't know what to eat or how to work out. It was because I was still using my body to manage emotions I hadn't learned how to sit with. Does this sound familiar? Because here's what I see constantly in the women that I coach. She's got a workout plan. She knows what she should be doing. She's been to the gym before. She's done the arm workouts. She's watched the videos. She has good intentions every single Sunday night. Then Monday comes or Tuesday, or the week just gets hard and she skips. Or she finishes a stressful day, and instead of going downstairs to lift, she sits on the couch with a bag of chips and tells herself she'll start next week. Or the opposite happens. She pushes. She drills herself into the ground. She punishes her body for what she ate, for what she missed, for not being further along, until she's so depleted, she can't move. And then she crashes. And then she restarts again. Either way, she ends up in the same place, frustrated, feeling like something's wrong with her. Here's what breaks my heart. She thinks the problem is her. But what if the problem isn't her discipline? What if skipping the workout isn't laziness? What if midnight snacking isn't weakness? What if the restart cycle isn't a character flaw? What if it's all just unmanaged emotion looking for somewhere to go? Here's what no one in the fitness industry is talking about. The reason so many women over 40 and 50 can't stay consistent with arm workouts has almost nothing to do with the arm workouts. It has everything to do with what's happening emotionally underneath them. So I want to introduce to you something called the think-feel-act cycle. It's not a new concept, but it's one that I come back to constantly because it explains everything. So here's how it works. Your thoughts create your feelings. Your feelings drive your actions, and your actions create your results. So when you think, I'll never have the arms I want, I've tried everything, nothing works for me at this age, that thought creates a feeling, maybe hopelessness, maybe defeat, maybe a very specific kind of tired that doesn't come from being sleepy. And that feeling, it drives your action, which is usually skip the workout, reach for comfort, convince yourself you'll feel more motivated next week. The action creates the result. Your arms haven't changed, which then confirms the original thought. It's a loop, and it has nothing to do with your age or your metabolism or your genetics. It starts in your head, and it moves through your feelings before it ever reaches your body. So what does this actually look like in real life? It looks like noticing the thought before you reach for your phone instead of your weights. It looks like pausing before you open the pantry at 9 p.m. and asking yourself, am I hungry or am I uncomfortable? It's not about white knuckling your way through. It's about getting curious. What am I actually feeling right now? What thought is running this show? This is the foundation. This is where consistency in arm workouts for women actually begins, not in the gym, in your head. Now, I want to talk about what good emotional health actually looks like, because most of us were never taught this. We were taught to manage our outsides, our weight, our appearance, our performance, not our insides. And that's especially true for women in midlife. We were raised in a culture that said, push through, show up, don't complain, keep it together. And so we did for decades until the pushing through became the only tool that we had. So here's my hot take. Most women over 50 don't have a fitness problem. They have an emotional foundation problem. And the fitness industry keeps selling them another workout program when what they actually need is a stronger relationship with themselves. So here are the four pillars I believe make up real strong emotional health. And they might not be what you're expecting. Acceptance, compassion, vulnerability, responsibility. Not joy, not gratitude, not positivity. Those are beautiful, but they're the second floor. These four are the foundation. So let's go through them. Acceptance is the ability to let what's happening actually happen without fighting it, to look at where you are with your arms, with your habits, with your body right now, and not be at war with it. This doesn't mean that you don't want to change. It means you stop spending all your energy resisting the current reality. I spent years resisting my body, resisting the fact that I'd skipped workouts, resisting how uncomfortable emotions felt, and all that resistance. It never once changed anything. It just exhausted me. Compassion is the second one. And here's the piece that most people miss. It has to go in two directions, towards yourself and toward other people. I know that sounds like a personal development bumper sticker, but listen, the more I practiced softening toward others, the more I found I could soften towards myself. They're connected. When you're in constant judgment of everyone around you, you're also in constant judgment of yourself. You can't turn it off for one and leave it on for the other. Vulnerability is the third pillar, and it's not weakness. I want to be really clear about that. Vulnerability is the courage to show up as your complete, imperfect, real human self. It's telling the truth. It's saying, I've been struggling. It's taking off the cover-up cardigan at the gym, even though your arms aren't where you want them quite yet. It's showing up anyway. Responsibility is the fourth. This one changed my life. Taking responsibility means understanding that how you feel isn't happening to you. It's created by your thoughts, your interpretations, your stories. And that means you can change it, which sounds like a burden, but is actually the most freeing thing that I've ever learned. Because if I'm responsible for how I feel, then I'm also the one who gets to change it. These four pillars show up in your fitness life every single day. Acceptance is what keeps you from quitting when progress is slow. Compassion is what lets you miss a workout and come back without a punishment session. Vulnerability is what gets you into the sleeveless top before your arms look the way you think they should. And responsibility is what gets you off the couch without needing someone else to motivate you. So now we know the four pillars. Let's be real. Most of us aren't living in all four of those all the time. I definitely wasn't. And there are four specific things that chip away at that foundation that I see show up constantly in women who are trying to build toned arms and a consistent fitness habit. The first one is being stuck in confusion. And this one is sneaky. When I'm working with a client and she says, I don't know why I can't stay consistent. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't accept that answer. Not because I'm mean, but because I don't know is one of the most paralyzing thoughts a brain can have. The moment you tell yourself you don't know, you stop looking for answers. You stop moving. You stay stuck. And stuck doesn't build arms. So try this instead. Take a guess. I think I'm skipping workouts because I'm exhausted at the end of the day and I haven't set up my routine, so it happens in the morning. A guess you can actually do something with. The second thing that chips away at your emotional foundation is fear of failure. And in the fitness world, this looks like not starting because you're afraid you'll quit again. Not committing because what if this time is exactly like last time? Not posting your journey because what if people see you and then not follow through? Fear of failure keeps you small. It keeps your arms exactly where they are because the only thing you're really afraid of is feeling a negative emotion. And here's the truth. negative emotions can't actually hurt you. Your brain just thinks they can't. The third thing is unmanaged anxiety. I want to be clear. Anxiety is normal. Every single woman listening to this has experienced it. The problem isn't feeling anxious. The problem is when anxiety drives every decision. When you can't take action because your brain is spinning out on everything that could go wrong. When you catastrophize the workout before you even put your shoes on. Unmanaged anxiety will tell you, this won't work for you. You're too far gone. It's too late. Your arms aren't going to change at this point. None of that is true. But when anxiety is running the show, it feels like facts. The fourth thing, and this one I want you to really sit with, is the blame game. My metabolism, my genetics, my age, my schedule, my family, my hormones. Listen, I'm not dismissing any of those things. Hormones are real. Busy seasons are real. But there is a version of all of these that becomes a reason to never take responsibility for what's actually in your control. Blaming keeps you stuck in a very comfortable, very frustrating spot. Because as long as the problem is outside of you, you never have to do anything about it. Here's what I want you to do with these four. Just look at which one is most present in your life right now. Not all four, just the loudest one. Confusion, fear, anxiety, blame, name it. That's the start. You can't address what you won't acknowledge. Here's where I want to get a little direct with you. And I say this with full love. Most women will spend hundreds of dollars on workout clothes, on gym memberships they don't use, on supplements, protein powders, the right leggings, and then spend $0, 0 hours, zero energy on understanding why they keep abandoning themselves. We all say our well-being is our priority, but our calendars and our credit card statements tell a different story. Here's the thing about physical health that we all understand. To build muscle, you have to create discomfort. You lift something heavier than you're used to. Your muscle fibers tear a little, they heal, they get stronger. That's the process. Nobody questions that. But emotional health works the same way. To become emotionally stronger, you have to be willing to feel uncomfortable emotions without running from them. And most women in midlife fitness have been running from emotional discomfort for decades. They've been soothing it with food, staying busy, numbing out, avoiding the hard conversation, skipping the workout because getting dressed and showing up feels like too much when you're already emotionally spent. Your emotional discomfort is not an emergency. Your brain just thinks it is. When I look back at my younger self, that teenager using food to escape the chaos of her home, I don't see a broken person. I see someone who needed a tool and grabbed the closest one available. But as an adult, I had to make a choice. Keep using the same tool that I learned at 13 or find new ones. Investing in my emotional health meant learning the think, feel, act cycle and actually using it. It meant sitting with uncomfortable feelings instead of immediately reaching for something to make them stop. It meant questioning my thoughts instead of taking them as facts. It meant coming back to the present moment when my brain wanted to spiral into everything that could go wrong. And here's what happened when I did that work. My relationship with food changed. My relationship with my workouts changed. And not because I got more disciplined, because I got more honest, more present, more trustworthy with myself. That's what builds toned arms for women over 40. Not more willpower, more self-trust. So what does investing in your emotional health actually look like in your daily life? It looks like pausing before you skip a workout to ask what you're actually feeling. Not to guilt yourself into going, just to know. It looks like noticing the story you're telling yourself and asking if it's actually true. It looks like feeling the stress of a hard day without immediately turning to something to make it stop. It looks like keeping one small promise to yourself today, just one, because self-trust is built in small moments, not grand gestures. And it looks like maybe getting some actual support, a coach, a program, something that helps you manage your mind the same way a personal trainer helps you manage your body, because you deserve that investment. I want you to think about something for just a moment. When was the last time you actually felt an uncomfortable emotion without immediately doing something to make it go away? Not the last time that you handled it perfectly, not the last time you journaled through it beautifully, just the last time you sat with it, stayed in the room with it, let it be there without panicking. And here's the second one. Where are you still handing over responsibility for how you feel to someone or something outside of you? Your schedule, your partner, the season of life, the fact that you haven't had time? I'm not asking so you can beat yourself up. I'm asking because the moment you can see it clearly, you stop being a victim to it. And that's where everything changes. Here's what I know about the women who actually get toned arms. The women who build the arms, they don't hide. The women who show up consistently in arm workouts across months and years, not just weeks, they didn't find a magic workout. They didn't crack the code on motivation. They didn't finally get disciplined enough. They built a relationship with themselves that they could actually trust. They stopped running from how they felt and started getting curious about it. They stopped blaming their age, their hormones, their history. They started asking better questions. They started keeping small promises. They started treating their emotional health like it was as important as their physical health, because it is. It might actually be more important. The naturally toned woman isn't built through punishment. She's not built through extreme workouts or perfect eating or white knuckling through every craving. She's built through identity, through understanding herself deeply enough to show up even when it's hard, through self-trust that's been built one small decision at a time. And that's available to every single woman listening to this, including you. I want to close today by coming back to that teenager who learned to use food as her escape hatch. I spent a long time being ashamed of her, wishing she'd had better tools, wishing she'd dealt with things differently. But here's what I know now. She did exactly what she could with what she had. And the best thing I ever did for her, you know, for me, was learn something new. Not to punish old patterns, not to shame the coping mechanism, but to outgrow them, to become someone who doesn't need them anymore. And that's what I want for you. Not a perfect workout plan, not a diet that fixes everything, but a relationship with yourself that's actually working. One that doesn't abandon you the moment life gets hard. Listen, your arms are not the goal. They're the evidence that you've learned to trust yourself. Evidence that you've built something sustainable. evidence that you stayed. Change happens slower than we expect and faster than we think. And it starts in your emotional health long before it shows up in your arms. This is how naturally toned women are built. All right, before I let you go, if today's episode lit something up for you, if you're sitting there thinking, okay, Christine, I'm ready to do this differently, then I want you to come check out Arms by Christine at thearmcoach.com. This is where we take everything we talked about today and build it into a real sustainable practice, not just the workouts, the whole thing, the identity, the self-trust, the habits that actually stick. Head to thearmcoach.com and you guys, let's build something together. All right. If this episode helped you, share it with a woman who needs to hear it. You never know who's weak that you'll change. I'll see you next week. Keep showing up.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.